Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 49 of the Legion of Blogcast, the trade deadline craptacular. With me, as always, Mr. Wyatt Arndt the Stanchion. Once again, due to scheduling, producer extraordinaire John Bowman cannot be with us, but he'll probably be back to produce the big... How do you not produce...
The Big 5-0.
The Big 5-0 show.
We're going to have so many different guests.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. But Wyatt, obviously, it is Wednesday. The trade deadline ended a little while ago. We finally did it. We got rid of that locker room cancer that's been ripping the Canucks apart. Rafael Diaz is gone.
I never trusted him.
Never.
Like, I mean, you've got a name after Ninja Turtle. You're not wearing a bandana. You're hiding something.
If it was Leonardo Diaz, I'd be okay with him. I'd trust him a little bit. But, you know, Rafael.
That's true. He was always Rafael's malcontent.
He's malcontent. He's always in business for himself. Yep. You know, there was that movie that came out in 2007, the animated one, where Rafael, you know, he splits from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And he goes and does his own thing as the Night Watchman.
Yeah, see, so rather than Diaz screw them over down the line, they just did the right thing and got rid of him.
What a great move.
Awesome.
That Mike Gillis around. Deserves to be commended for
that's,
it.
That's, you know, oh, God.
Bleak. Okay, in non-sarcasm news, things are bad, and we're sad.
It wasn't good.
We're also pretty mad. I'm just going to keep rhyming until something sticks, because this is not good.
It's like Happy Gilmore. Go down to the bay. What do you say?
Okay. Obviously, yeah, Gillis didn't do anything. The big trade happened yesterday. Roberto Luongo was dealt. Man, are we glad we didn't just do an episode on Monday to release on Tuesday.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Luongo thing in a week, I guess.
Yeah. It's... Like we said, like, I think a lot of people in Vancouver are actually ready for a rebuild. Because they kind of... I mean, we've seen Calgary and what happens when you hold on to pieces too long and degrade their value.
Yep.
And kind of have no future to really build up on. No one wants to see that happen in Vancouver, so it's one of the things where, yeah, I'd like to see a rebuild, and sure, Gillis says he wanted to do a retooling, but it's not often a retooling works. Like, everyone says the Detroit model, but you're using the best model out there. You can't just, like, recreate the Detroit success. You don't have their scouting department. You don't have any of that stuff.
It's like the nonsense of everyone, like, oh, we're going to play like Canada.
Yeah.
When they came out, the Blues are going to play like Canada.
We'll play defense like they did.
Yeah, a lot trickier to do. You can't just say you're going to do that, and you can't just say you're going to follow the Detroit model.
Yeah.
Because unless you have every single exact same piece in place, it's not going to work. I'm pissed. This is bad.
Well, I mean, one of the things we all heard leading up to this deadline was that Kessler wanted out. I mean, of course, he denied it. His agent.
But what? He denied that.
Yeah,
he denied that. And then his agent, and in case we weren't to trust the player, his agent also came out and clarified that, no, this is a BS story. No, we didn't ask for a trade.
Agents would never lie.
Never.
And then, of course, then today we see, and Kessler at court, maybe he was joking around. Either way, it was odd timing. He said, like, oh, you know, I should have listened to Luongo, or I think, along the lines of, like, he listened to Luongo, and, like, even if you want to trade, you're not going to get out of Vancouver. That was the gist of it. And then you put a little icon of an umbrella with a bunch of rain on top of it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was Kessler's tweet today.
What?
Yeah, so...
But wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. If he didn't... Why were they having that conversation if he never asked about it? Why? Something here... I may not be a fancy big city lawyer, but something here doesn't quite add up.
Yeah, it's a Scooby-Doo mystery, that's for sure.
Kessler, fuck yourself. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a bit... He's turning into David Duchovny. He's Duchovny-ing us right now.
Well, not just that, but, like, you know, just say, yeah, I kind of wanted to see what my other options were or whatever, but don't, like, deny it and say the story's, you know... And obviously, you kind of got to put your own spin on it, fine. But don't deny it and then, like, make cheeky, backhanded little comments when you don't get traded about how, you know, it was never going to happen and, you know...
Well, that's the thing. People are saying, like, oh, well, people, like, lauded Luongo for making jokes and Kessler's doing the same. But there's a difference when, like, if you're the quiet guy at the office... Never says a word, then one day you crack out, like, you know, an off-kilter joke. People are going to take it a really different way than if you're the guy that always jokes around.
Yeah.
Like, I always joke around, so anything I say, people kind of don't take it seriously, and that's why I have a career. But people who, like, you know, are taking it seriously, all of a sudden they make a joke about your mother, you're going to take it a lot more seriously than if I said it, because it's like, you know, that's out of context from what they normally see from you. So, as a professional, you've got to be cognizant of the fact of, like, okay, what I'm saying is going to be received by, like, thousands upon thousands of people. So I don't view it as, like, you know, just a simple joke. It's just more of
And I'm sorry, he's not really a jokester.
No, like, besides the Kessler photobombing, we don't really see a lot. Like, He seems
Which, again, is kind of an asshole behavior.
Who wants the spotlight?
I think it's funny, but, you know, just we break it down to its, you know, periodic table, and it's got one part dickhead, one part asshole, and one part attention hog in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing. So, I think it's something that, I think Bexa was tweeting about, like, you know, Kessler's here for the ride, and Laxton. So, it's all becoming kind of a thing on its own, and it definitely feels like it's a situation that, like, when it first started happening, I was like, oh no, maybe Kessler didn't want to trade, and it's just one of those things that
someone said it, it kind of blew out of proportion. Yeah, yeah, it happens.
But now it feels like it's got real legs behind it, and it's going to be something that carries on to the offseason. And like I said to you earlier, like, Kessler strikes me as the type of guy that's not going to be as professional as Luongo would be if he wants out. He might be the kind of guy who does make these off-color jokes or tweets out or gets angry about it and kind of lets the league know that he wants out, which kind of puts the pressure on the GM and gives him less leverage because now everyone's like, oh, well, Kessler wants out. I'll offer you less.
And I said to you before, as naive as it kind of is, I like the idea as a fan that the players I'm watching play every game want to be here.
Yeah.
They like that they play for Vancouver. They're excited, like, you know, they're trying hard and they want to play here. They like to sit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Asking for trades out and, you know, you do the little umbrella with the rain and all that. Like, that just sends a different message to me that Kessler doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a good player. Respect his talent, so it's tough to, like, say this and really mean it. Like, if you don't want to play here, get out.
Yeah, it's easier to tell that to, like, Sestito. Yeah. You know what? We don't need you.
You know what, Darren Archibald? You don't like it here? There's the road, Jack.
Yeah, or the affected team as much, you do that, but yeah.
Yeah, but, like, with Kessler, it's like, yeah, I don't like that he wants out. That sucks as a fan to know that, oh, I don't want to play for your team anymore.
It's like the whole Burry thing. Burry wanted out. And he was like, our best, he was our best player.
Yeah.
So it was tough, right? You're like, oh, but you don't want that to be around. You just want to be here. It sucks that it happened, but, like, you need to move on. So if Kessler is really intent upon getting out of Vancouver, then yeah, they're going to have to facilitate that. And so the question then becomes is, did Gill set his price too high? And will Kessler's value ever be higher than it was this year? Like, will people be willing to pay more in the offseason than they were right now when they're trying to win the cup? And that's the big question.
Like, yeah, it's going to get worse, you know, for Kessler, like... I don't see him getting, like, exponentially better than maybe... Oh, you know what? Yeah, we will pay.
Yeah.
We will pay that price you were asking. Do you think that Gillis being an ex-agent, is obviously talked about, and, like, you know, just having a lot of those GMs over a barrel for all those many years, do you think that's still making a factor? Because this is Gillis's... How many deadlines is this now for him?
Four or five.
I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, and nothing ever really seems to get done. We always seem to miss out on this or miss out on this. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, that's one thing you kind of... Like, it's tough to know what's true, right? There's so much misinformation out there. So one of the things you do hear, though, is that Gillis doesn't have the greatest rep around the league, but that could just be a byproduct of everyone just hating Vancouver and everyone still kind of has us in, like, says, like, oh, we hate Vancouver, everyone hates Vancouver.
Well, it's very easy to know what's true. As we saw earlier, you just see what something says on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then you just report it as fact.
Oh snap.
It's very easy to know what's true.
Yeah. But yeah, that being said, I don't know, because notice the same sort of thing happened with him. He didn't get a lot of deals done either, and Burke was famous for talking about deals that just fell through. I do believe it is hard to get deals done at the deadline, but there's also that fine line between being too passive versus, like, you know, going out and getting it done, and we just always seem to have guys that...
I defended him for years, being like, you know what, the people want, like, a big deal or whatever. Like, we've got a good team. Like, there's no need going out and doing something stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, mortgaging our future to, you know. But now, when there isn't going to be that good a return. But now it's like, okay, hey, you know, maybe you think about that future. Because the cupboards are bare, prospect-wise.
Yeah.
Horvat and Shikarik. And then, I guess, Lane's up and doing stuff now. But you got, you know, Jensen.
Gaunce. Yeah, there's no one really that's, like, top first line materials. All a bunch of second liners if they top out at that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary, because then who do you, like, they won't top out when the Sedins are still first liners. Sedins will drop down to second liners by that point. So
yep.
It's a scary thought of, like, how they're going to get to that future, because the free agent market's always shittier than you think it is. Like, at the beginning of the year, like, oh my God, look at all these free agents. But they, like, 70% of them get locked up by the time you get to UFA.
Yeah, they agree to new deals and stuff. And, yeah. You know, it's tough to get really excited about a free agency anymore.
Yeah, but if you do want to sign that one UFA, the guy, like, gets Clarkson money where it's like, fucking, you know, 7-year deal, $5 million a year, and they're overpriced, so it's crazy. So I don't think they're going to get a lot of solutions through the free agent market. So it's bleak, man. They need to restock their cupboard. That's what they got to do.
I'm going to use it.
Use it.
Mike Gillis.
You have failed this city.
You're done.
As a Canuck fan, I woke up today and I wanted to see, I have no problem the core piece is going, because it does this team and this fan base no good to limp into the playoffs as an 8 seed or a 7 seed and just get boat raced by Anaheim or St. Louis. What does that solve? What does that prove to end? Like, another early playoff exit, which would make three, if they even make the playoffs,
yep,
three in a row, first round exits, and, you know, anything could happen in the playoffs, and the Kings are an 8 seed too. No.
Yeah, Kings
are different scenario entirely. Can you really see this Canuck team beating Anaheim four games before losing four games?
Not at all. No, but that's the thing, is that I don't think necessarily ownership might think that either, but I definitely think that maybe, not ownership, management might not think that, but there is that thought line that the ownership sees two guaranteed playoff dates and the income from that. So maybe they just want, like, give us that first round.
Yeah, I guess I can't fault them. Like, they're, it's a business to them. I can't really fault them for, you know, wanting to make money and stuff, but as a fan base, that's not what I...
No, like, you want to win the cup. You don't want to, like, you don't want to, like, potentially, you know, do everything you can to scramble, get in the eighth spot. I can understand the theory, like, anyone has a chance once they get in, right? That sort of thing. But, like you said, this team, if you're being reasonable, there's no way they're going to put together any sort of run.
No, we're not going to look at it through blue and green lenses here. Like, it's not... They don't have to...
This isn't the year.
Oh, all of a sudden, Burrows is going to start lighting up the score sheet.
Yeah.
Daniel, who's fucking hurt. Yeah. Like, that should have been it. As much as all these things kind of add up, like, they should go rebuild, they should trade away the core, they're not going to make the playoffs this year, probably. And if they do, they're not gonna, but when Daniel was out for an undisclosed amount of time, and I'm sorry, it looked bad.
Yep.
Why don't you just go, okay, well, you know, that was... If maybe we had Daniel and he started scoring and Kessler and Henrik came on at the same time, Burrows got his touch back, maybe someone like Richardson starts contributing. But, like, you know, maybe in that case they make the playoffs and can do okay.
Yeah.
But with Daniel Sedin, who wasn't adding anything, there isn't even the possibility now that he could step up.
Yeah.
So
it's like, yeah, you get a worse draft pick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, that's the worst part. The Calgary, right? The Calgary special. They fought. And then they'd come in ninth. So they wouldn't even make the playoffs, and then they get a worse draft pick.
Yeah. And you're also picking 21st or whatever. Yeah. That's
why I want the big change in the NHL. The best thing would be, honestly, if, like, draft pick order based on how you finish just out of the playoffs. Like, if you get ninth, first overall.
Yeah, try harder.
Like, that makes you want to. And at least that way, if we're sitting here, instead of us looking like this way, we'd be like, well, you know what? They should gun for it, because if they don't make the playoffs and just miss it, they're getting that
top. And I'm glad Kessler's still here, because he'll get them as close as they can be, and that'll help them in the draft.
How's that not a better way of doing things? It's way more competitive. It makes
you know,
it
you know what it is.
It is. We had an agreement.
Yeah. Get on it, NHL.
Give me a random noise for an agreement noise. That'll be an agreement sound.
I'm excited because I updated the app here, and we have 10 new buttons.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I don't know where they are. I don't know what they are.
Okay, I want an agreement noise.
All right.
I've got balls of steel.
Yes! Duke Nukem.
We've done it.
We've got balls of steel. Yes.
Hooray! Hooray! God bless is there anything else we want to say about the trade deadline, really? I mean, it's...
It wasn't that big. Like, overall, Gabrick went to LA, but he's injury prone, and he's not viewed as that top-end elite talent anymore. Plus, like, how he's going to play under Sutter. Yeah. Vanek, well, that's... On a side note, the Islanders handled the Vanek situation terribly, because basically they traded Molson for Vanek, and then Vanek they traded away today, and they basically all got was a couple of draft picks for that. It was just a terrible...
You know who won everything is Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo did a good job with that, considering what they did. So, there weren't a ton of moves today. There were some odd moves. Like, Washington added Halak, and I guess they feel it's an upgrade on Neuwirth they get, but then they're saying they're going to go with Halak and... Holpe. So it's like they're not really giving a number one guy. They're still going 1A, 1B. So it wasn't the most, like, even if you're just like a general NHL fan, it wasn't that exciting by deadline day.
No, it isn't. Callahan and St. Louis.
Yeah, that was probably the bigger one, because St. Louis, basically, that's the whole narrative behind him right now, is that he used to be one of the most beloved players in the league, but now he's being viewed as a whiner because, like, after the Olympics he was having his pout.
A bit pouty, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of pouty. He's Drew Pouty now.
He's Drew Pouty now.
And then...
Drew Pouty is Drew Pouty.
And then after, like, apparently after the Olympics were over, he was like, I'm going to demand a trade, but the only team I want to go to is the New York Rangers, which is like, that's a kind of a dick move, you know? Like, I want to trade, but only to one team. Like, that seems mean-spirited.
Yeah.
So, like, anyone saying, yeah, like, his legacy's tarnished a bit, I can understand that, because it was, you know... It's not like he's never won a cup. It's not like he was like Bork, like, I want to go for that cup, guys.
No, yeah, I really want, yeah, I want that cup.
No, it was just him wanting to, like, maybe have the New York lifestyle. I don't know. So, the deadline, yeah, wasn't that interesting, to be honest. And you're still upset about it.
I am so, well, I'm sorry. I live in a world where Alex Edler is still a Vancouver Canuck. You don't need, you, we were, like, we're not stacked defensively, but you got Corrado. Stanton, Tanev, Bieksa, Ham, Hughes, Garrison, like, you know, and at that point, Diaz.
Yep.
It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of good stuff you have there, but apparently Edler wasn't willing to waive his no-trade clause.
Nope.
Maybe I'm partially responsible for that.
Yeah, yeah, I think he saw you, and he's just out of spite now. He's like, you know what, Bowman? Fuck you, I'm Stan. Stan for life, bro. He's gonna sign tomorrow, like, a new deal for, like, 10 more years.
Oh, God.
He's here forever, man.
You know what? You know what I realized is that we just started recording. We went off half-cocked here. We didn't ask for questions.
Oh, shh.
No, I'm putting it out now.
Okay, I'll do that as well. Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no.
How are we going to pad the second hour of this show? Oh, no. Yeah, so the tweet just went out now.
Yeah.
But I guess while we're waiting for questions to come in, Wyatt, you've got a JP quiz for me.
Jurassic Park 3 quiz.
Oh, it's getting bad. I'm just... That's one of my... Yeah, sorry. That's one of the new buttons I wanted to play with.
Later.
There we go. Luongo looks so happy today.
He did. Honestly, at the press conference, he looked so relaxed.
He looked so relaxed, and there was like six people there. You said he had two mascots there.
Yeah, two mascots. That's the Florida Press.
You know what's funny is we actually could have been filming this podcast.
That's true. We actually could have, yeah.
I just put away the camera. We could have filmed this.
Could have filmed it for once.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You ready for your JP3 quiz?
Let's do it. Maybe we should have just filmed the podcast.
Yeah, it would have been fun. People have asked for that, actually, before.
Yeah.
Just to see it. Just wear some sunglasses like they do in the Toronto ones.
Oh, what the fuck? What do you wear? Shut up. What do you wear glasses for, you goofs?
Let's sit there talking to the sunglasses.
That's ridiculous.
On. All right, play quiz game. Yes, sir. Loading. A little note from the author. I love this movie.
Wait, the third one?
Yeah, this is the
They're going one. On board and saying, you know what? I love this third Jurassic Park. Okay.
Maybe they just watched Jurassic Park 2 and were just so happy it wasn't Jurassic
Question
Park 2.
Question one is Ila Sorda.
Who was the last person Eric talks to before the camera that his mom gave them goes off? I need a first name. This is a hard quiz.
Jesus Christ.
It's the easy one.
The last person he talks to before...
Yeah, and this is a time quiz, dude.
What?
Yeah, it's got 50. It's going down.
Oh, God, I don't know the name of her boyfriend.
This is intense.
I'm assuming it's her boyfriend. Okay, this is bad. All right. I'm messed up on the trade deadline. Edler's still here. The wheels are coming off.
Oh, shit.
I don't... I forget what the boyfriend's name is. Do I have options?
Hold on. You know what? Give me 1 second here.
This whole episode... This whole day is jacked up.
Yeah, it's messed up. Let's see. If they love this movie, she was very good. Oh, yeah, okay, no, it's cracked. Sorry, I was doing it wrong. There's no options. It just says, yeah.
Oh, what? It just expects me to know that?
Yeah.
This isn't Chef Alejandro. Like, if it was the first movie, I'd be like, okay, you can just expect me to know something. That's fine. This is the third... Oh.
Just say any name now at this point. It doesn't matter.
Dan.
So close.
What?
It was Ben.
Ben? Oh!
That was a good attempt, though, eh?
Oh, God.
Almost got it.
Oh, I couldn't...
Are you ready for the next one?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
Because I got 30 of these.
Go, let's just get this let's get this fucking done.
How long has Eric been on the island? Oh, I got options now.
Okay.
4 weeks, 8 weeks, 7 weeks, 9 weeks.
Seven.
The quiz is... Oh, wait. I think it was...
It's probably been 4 weeks. I don't even know.
Let's see what the answer is. Sorry. 8 weeks.
Fuck.
And a note from the author, the poor boy had been living in a water truck.
Who is this author? Who is the author of this? I don't need your commentary taunting me. Okay, alright, yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. The poor boy. He's corrected
I think
T-Rex
she thought it was a real movie. Like, this is a real biography.
Yeah.
What candy bar has been eaten being eaten when Dr. Grant and Eric are in the truck, which was a water truck. Fun fact.
That poor boy.
The poor boy was in a water truck.
God. The options?
No.
What?
She plays a game of hard game.
I gotta hand it to her. I gotta respect her a little bit. She's really sticking it to me. Yeah. I'm gonna stay with the. Is it a Mr. Goodbar?
All right. Let's see. What the survey says.
So.
A yummy bar.
Which is a fake thing.
God. Oh, sorry. Crunch bar. That was her saying yummy. She's like, you know, the bar was yummy.
This isn't about me anymore. This is about this person giving this credit. So the answer was Crunch Bar. She gave her commentary that Crunch Bars are yummy.
Yeah. And she said, also accepted Crunch Bar, Nestle Crunch, Nestle's Crunch, Nestle Crunch Bar, Nestle's Crunch Bar, just in case we had a debate about the answer.
I am so fascinated by the girl doing this quiz.
Wait, did you say Nestle Crunch Bars? Because that's not on here. Only bar singular is allowed.
Seems like you.
I know.
Throw your hands off the piece, bro. Moving on.
Next question. How much weight in pounds did Paul Kirby say that he lost?
Jeez. Like, okay.
I got options.
Okay. It doesn't matter. They're
25, 12, 28, 30.
Lost about, 25 pounds. 30 pounds. 25 pounds. This is so stupid.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, this isn't stupid at all.
Do you know why he lost those pounds?
Because they were divorced and he was trying to win her back, or...
He had been swimming.
Oh,
little note from the author.
Boom! Dumb bitch! That's your next question.
I know, that's going to be something.
How did he lose that weight? He had been swimming. The questions are on the level of if I've seen this movie as many times and as intently as I've seen the first one. Yes, yeah. That's the level of questions I'm getting.
And this is the easy one, apparently. Who plays Billy Brennan?
Oh, Alessandro Nivola?
Wait for the question to run out because I needed to spell it exactly correctly, which I didn't, but I'm sure that could be it.
That's who it is.
Okay, let's
that's
see.
Who it is.
Yes. Oh, fun little fact. He also played Caster Troy in Face Off.
I know.
Just in case. Well, now you can share this with her.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Is I almost, because Face Off is on TV all the time.
Yeah.
On AMC recently. And I almost mentioned Alessandro Nivola. He was Caster Troy in Face Off. How crazy would it have been if that came up as her fun fact?
That would have been good.
I'm going to marry this girl.
Who wins the fight between the two big dinosaurs?
Spinosaurus does. Spinosaurus whoops his ass.
One of her options was, what fight? As if someone would pick that.
It was a disagreement.
Okay, hold on. Note from the author.
Fuck off.
It was kind of gross the way it broke the T-Rex's neck.
It was kind of awesome is what it was. Okay, we disagree. We're not getting married anymore. We'll disagree on whether that was cool or awesome.
How did they get the candy out of the candy machine?
He breaks the glass.
Who does?
I'm going to say Billy does, because they're dicking around trying to go underneath and get it. I think Dub H is. William H. Macy, I call him Dub H.
Dub H, yeah.
And I think Billy just comes along, just gives it a fucking elbow, gives it a kick. I think it's a kick. Are they going
to... They gave it to you. Billy kicks it in.
Okay, yeah. I was like, they're going to jam me up on... Oh, no, sorry. It wasn't an elbow. It was a kick.
Now here's a little fun note from the author, and she's questioning it. Paul tries to put the money in it, but then Billy just goes and kicks it real hard.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I thought that after a few years, the food would be bad. ... Oh, well.
I'm so fascinated by this person.
I love her.
This is crazy.
I thought it'd be bad, but oh, well. Questioning it, but she loves it. She's just going to
go. Yum. But all the food in there was still yum.
Who saves Eric from the flying dinosaurs? One of your favorite scenes.
Oh, God. It's Billy. Played by Alessandro Nivola, who was also Caster Troy, or Pollux Troy in Face Off.
Oh, yeah, Pastor. That's right. She said it.
Oh, wait. Did she say it was Caster?
She said Caster. She got it wrong.
I broke the quiz again.
Yeah. No, you broke the quiz fun facts. You didn't bring the
quiz.
Okay,
fair enough.
Fun fact for this one. That was really cool, the way he flew in there and saved him.
No, it's bullshit. How did he survive? He went down rapids being pecked to death by pterodactyls.
This is a weird question. Starting with the characters we actually know the names of, who dies first? I'll give you options. Billy, Lois, Grant, or Ben?
Ben. We don't see him die, but he dies first.
Yep. How he died in the parachute when we know he lived through the landing? I always have questions. That was her fun fact.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because he's still in the parachute. The parachute's in the tree. And he's like, his body's still there.
See? Sometimes you guys have the same way. Like,
I gotta like her again.
True or false? 5 people survived this edition of Jurassic Park.
All right. Grant, Taleone, Dub H, the little kid, and for some reason fucking Billy lived. So that is true. Five people lived.
Correct.
No.
So the first quiz. You know what? You rocked out. You got 6 out of 10. Not bad.
That's a pass, 60%. Bitch.
Yeah, that's a pass.
That's a pass, bitch.
Well done. All right, we got another one, though.
Bring it on.
We need questions for Twitter to load up. All right.
We're getting some questions from Twitter. People are really backing us up here.
I'm going to miss the fun facts, but what are Eric's parents' names?
Dub H and T. Leone.
I'll give you options. Ellie and Alan. Alana and Paul. Amanda and Paul. Amanda and Paul.
Yep.
You got that one. You know what? Fun fact for this one as well.
Fucking hell.
They're just saying who played the roles.
You know what I should have done? I said that I wouldn't watch it. I said I wouldn't research it. What I should have done is gone in and made a quiz.
Yeah.
With what I know, go in and write a quiz of what I know.
That would have been
evil. I did not say.
Yeah, I wouldn't create a quiz.
That I wouldn't do that.
What is Ellie's oldest son's name?
Alan?
Oh, Charlie.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I guess it would be kind of weird to name your first son
after the guy
you didn't marry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be Alan.
What does the parasail that Eric and Ben were on say? Oh, it's a good one. That's kind of question.
Dinosaur. S-A-U-R.
S-O-A-R.
Oh,
you just spelled like dinosaur, which would have been
a weird. Oh,
you idiot.
It was a clever pun.
I'm sorry, here you go. Fun fact from this one. The parasail Ben and Eric were on were a pun for dinosaur. Dinosaur. You needed that fun fact.
What? It was very clever, a little bit of wordplay. It was dino and then S-A-U-R. Imagine that.
You just spelled dinosaur.
But I've been spelling dinosaur like dino, like sore over. For years, thinking that was the correct spelling, and I thought that was a pun.
He's La Nublar.
Do I not get that right?
Oh, you got it right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
What drink do Billy and Alan order when they're out to dinner with the Kirby's? Ooh, good one. Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Ice pick. Bloody Mary.
Water.
Incorrect.
What was it?
I'm going to wait for it to tell me.
Okay.
Under 2 seconds.
Okay.
Dinosaur.
S-A-U-R. Not how you commonly spell it.
You see, it's a play on words.
It's a play on words.
They both order ice pick, but neither of them take a sip of it. You're going to check that out, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not
That's a Goldblum cracker thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to see this and believe it. How many Raptor eggs does Billy take?
2. No.
You were right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean 2.
I should have waited. How long had Mr. and Mrs. Kirby been divorced? 8 weeks? A year? 3 years? They weren't divorced.
3 years.
Incorrect.
They weren't divorced, were they?
Nope, that wasn't it either. a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Where was Eric's
Fun facts, divorce rips family apart.
Where was Eric's coat from? From the Gap. It belonged to Ben. It was left over from InGen. It was from home.
From Ben, I guess?
Incorrect.
Fucking hell.
Leftover from InGen.
Okay.
Complete. There are two kinds of boys. Those who want to be astronomers and those who want to be...
paleontologists? Diggers? Do we have options?
I have pilots.
Yeah.
Diggers. Archaeologist, astronauts.
I'm gonna go diggers.
You're incorrect.
Motherfucker!
Astronauts. Astronomers who view them things from a place of complete safety, and astronauts who want to touch and see what they study.
Right. I'm excited to watch the movie, though. Now that I can do this, yeah.
How much change does Mr. Kirby count before Billy busts open the other vending machine? Also a good question.
That is a good question. Yeah. That's a good question.
That's a good quiz.
Yeah, if I had seen the movie.
$1.10, $1.15, $1.50, $1.25.
$1.10.
You sound really sure of yourself. You're right.
Maybe that's the key to this thing. Is just, you know, just give myself to it.
What color shirt does Mrs. Kirby change into after the crash and return to the plane to pick up anything they left behind?
It's a pretty hot scene, I'll tell you that. Tie that right yeah. down. And then, Dub H is like taking a peek at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he sneaks a peek at her.
He that. Does, yeah.
Curves his own way. Yeah. What color?
Options?
Yellow, pink, blue. She doesn't change shirts.
No, she does. I think she was wearing pink and changed to yellow.
Incorrect.
Yellow to pink?
Yeah.
Fuck!
So this quiz, you got 4 out of 10.
I know what that is. I went to high school. That's a fail.
Dinosaur. Last quiz. Really enjoying this. Their note for the game is, just play the bloody game. So we're going to play it. What color shirt was Eric wearing in the picture that was in his father's wallet?
Fucking hell!
Options brown, light green, red, maroon.
Maroon?
Incorrect.
Damn it!
It was brown.
That's what I almost said.
And look, this is his note for you. Look closely in the wallet while he's explaining why they're on the island.
Idiot. This guy's mean.
Yeah. When they found the camcorder, what color was the frisbee that Eric threw at his mom? This is the tickiest quiz ever. But this is a quiz that would be awesome for Jurassic Park, the first one.
Oh, yeah. You'd be loving it. I would be all over that.
Like, these are actually good questions. They're not just like math questions. They're actually like good questions.
Yeah, they're good, very intricate questions. Yeah. Like, I thought your Alejandro question was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one. You nailed it. So what do you think? Red, blue, yellow, or green?
It was red, of course.
Correct.
We get 2 out of 10 this time.
What is the number on the parachute? It's the number for the company, the Dinosaur Company.
It's probably like 555 SOAR.
It's not. I'll give you options, though.
All right.
They're all tell 21-283. Now, is it... This is crazy. Is it Dino with a capital D? Is it all capital Dino? Is it all lowercase Dino? Is it, again, tell capitalized, then all capitalized Dino? This is a crazy question.
Whatever the third one you third said one, was. I'm going to go with C?
No, sorry. The Dino is all capitalized, in case you were curious.
Whatever.
How many miles west of Costa Rica is Isla Sorna?
I don't care.
270, 207, 210, 217.
See, these questions I hate.
Yeah.
So I got 207.
Correct.
Fucking this is ridiculous.
Helpful note. Watch the beginning of the movie before it says restriction. You won't miss it.
Idiot. You won't miss it unless you're a big, dumb idiot face.
Where did Billy's lucky pack save him when he went hang gliding with his buddies?
If you say it, I'm going to know it. So what's the option?
Was it the New Zealand Kiwis, Costa Rica, Finland, or Sweden?
It was, what were the first two?
New Zealand, Costa Rica, Finland.
I think Costa Rica.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
It was New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
Listen closely to when Billy is talking to Alan on the plane before they
land. Yeah, I know. I get it. Watch the movie like a nerd. I get it.
When the Kirby's plane enters a restricted area, who calls them on the radio to tell them not to enter? Is it San Juan, San Jose Approach, San Juan Approach, San Jose?
San Juan Approach.
Correct.
Yeah.
You actually seem like you knew that one.
I know. Acting!
What is the number on the side of the plane that the Kirby's flew to Isla Sorna?
This is just...
Oh, shit. Just say A through D. Which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with B.
Correct!
I'm having a lot of high school flashbacks right now. I'm just sitting and just, this is how I do tests.
How old is Eric? 12, 13, 14, or 15?
He is 13.
Incorrect.
12?
12, yeah.
Fucking hell.
No, for this one, listen to the parents.
Listen to the parents, you big...
Where in Oklahoma is the Westgate Shopping Mall Center located? Enid, Newkirk, Medford, Oklahoma.
Medford.
Yeah, Medford stuck out to me.
Medford.
It's not. We're both wrong. Enid.
No, it's Medford.
Listen closely when everyone went back to the plane to get their stuff.
I get it. Like, here's the thing. To be good at this quiz, I would have to be an expert in Jurassic Park 3, and I'm comfortable in my life and where I am right now that I don't know these.
How many miles an hour does Mr. Kirby drive under the speed limit? 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, 1 mile an hour. 2 miles.
10.
Incorrect.
This is... How many more questions?
It's over.
All right. How did I do?
You, sir, got 4.
Hey, did I not predict I would get 4?
Yep.
So who's the... No, I said I predicted I would get 2.
That's right, yeah.
So I was there even wrong about that. All right, we got a lot of questions on Twitter here. Let's get the hell out.
Oh, crap, we do. 55 mentions. What? Thank you, people.
Yeah.
Do we have a show favorite Gunny yet? I don't know if we have.
What the hell? Why not?
I don't. I go.
No, let's do it.
No, I don't know. I don't want to throw it on me like that. We got to discuss it. All right.
Okay.
I got a lot of charts and graphs I got to go over you with.
That's right. Okay.
Like a question to answer ratio. It's a lot of things that go.
Well, we're going to start off with Stephanie Pagani.
Oh Jesus! Okay.
At Magnificent, so she's batting lead off here.
Batting lead off. Bring it.
Superman or Batman? Batman.
Yeah. I want to ask her. You know what? Tell us who you would pick. That goes into my vote.
Okay, now she's gonna pick Batman because I said Batman.
Okay, the question, well, he ruined your chance to get in, so never mind. Yeah, Batman, Superman's boring. He can do everything. It's like, his only worry is like some green fucking rock.
Credible peril.
Yeah.
Credible peril. Who's gonna hurt Superman? Nothing. Green rock, and it's always like woven into something, or Batman, who's a dude.
Yeah. I don't, it's like the John Cena thing for wrestling fans. Like, it's unbeatable, so it's boring to watch. I don't care. And Batman's cool, man. He uses his mind, solves mysteries. His
parents are dead.
He dances. It's a lot of good things about Batman.
Although, you know, my parents probably still be alive and was just a bitch watching that little opera.
Well, he bitched up for sure, but
I'm a little scared!
He learned from it, though, right? So, I mean, that's the thing that's important.
Well, he had to.
Yeah, otherwise he'd be dead.
Coaster, at Coaster 33, why do you think Kessler wants to leave the Canucks? The coach, GM, ownership, fans, media, Canada, North America?
Aliens? Earth? Kessler, there's probably a variety of reasons that are going into it. Like, I have the feeling he doesn't enjoy this media scrutiny at all, but I also get the feeling that he loves being a star. So it's kind of that double-edged sword for him where he loves it, but also hates it. But maybe he's just had enough where he wants to go somewhere where, you know, he can be unrecognized for a while. But should he choose to go somewhere, they will, right? Like a sports town like New York, you can get lost in it, but if you want to, you can still, you know, flex your star power.
Yeah.
So I think that's where his desire is. And you can do that in Pittsburgh or Philly or whatever. So, yeah, from what we saw today, we talked about earlier, he definitely probably wants out. So I'm sure... Yeah. He has his idea of where he wants to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I just want to say, just in terms of this episode of the show, I would love if the whole thing was about, like, the trade deadline moves that were made or whatever. The Jurassic Park quiz was a lot of fun, but there really isn't nothing else we can say about Gillis and all that kind of stuff. Like, we'll go into it a lot during questions from Twitter here.
Yeah.
But, you know, hockey, what can we say about it that you guys, like, really, like, want to hear? It's bad. It's a bad situation. Not Kessler specifically.
Yeah.
But the deadline.
Well, we're in a situation where we're basically just waiting for the season to end. Because I don't think anyone really thinks that they've got a chance. Like, it's just... So you're kind of like, okay, well, what's the plan then? And we don't know what the plan is. All we know is the same rhetoric we hear from Gillis all the time. Like, it's a process. We're working on this
part of it. Yeah.
It's a flu situation. So, I don't know.
Jeez. Whew. Yeah, everybody, thanks for coming in with these questions. I've been thinking about, like, I know you're really never really concerned, but, you know, the show's run pretty long now, hour, 20 minutes or whatever. You love it? It's good?
Yeah.
Like, we ask every question we get for the most part. We don't cut everything, so.
I think we have enough people that follow us that they enjoy hearing their questions. I mean, people who hate us wouldn't tell us they hate us. Oh, people are pretty vocal, they don't like it. I mean, it's been pretty good.
Because that's an honest concern I have, is that, like, you know, if the show was like an hour, it'd be tight and all that kind of stuff.
But the one thing I hear a lot from people, and this is, like, people, like, who are maybe they're working, or they're doing a workout, or they're doing something where they want some noise on to listen to, and so it's nice to have that hour thing versus, like, you know, a short half hour.
It would never be half hour.
Yeah.
It would be, like, around an hour.
I think with the podcast, the numbers don't need to be as tight as a video. Because in videos, you're stumbling upon them, you don't listen to them. Whereas a podcast, I think that's something you set up to listen to.
Yeah.
Just so you set aside time to listen to that, so you're okay with it going longer. So I don't think that's a huge issue. And if it is an issue, you know what? Fuck you guys. God damn it.
On that note, Karen Friesen at KFriesen44. Can you guys use your clout to convince Kessler to sing the Frozen song? Lyrics seem fitting. # let the storm rage on.
Have you seen Frozen?
Yeah.
Can you tell me why everyone loves this movie? I've never seen it.
Everyone's it's a good fucking movie, that's why.
Well, that's very easy.
It, you know, okay, it's like... It's...
Quickly, what is the goldenness of this movie? And what
it's
was
like, it's like written? It's like a good, like, Disney movie musical.
Okay.
But like they used to be.
Yeah, like
very good. Style? But the story has a lot of humor in it. And they go with, like, two female, like, protagonists. The relationship between two sisters is really good. The voice acting is good. The animation looks fantastic. Like, no, it's very good.
Okay.
I'm a fan. It absolutely should have won Best Animated Picture. And the songs in it are great. Like, I was watching it and just... I think, like, a half hour of the movie, I'm like, I gotta get this soundtrack. I gotta pick up the soundtrack. Because, yeah, I'll rock the Frozen soundtrack. I don't care. But, yeah, we don't really have any clout with Kessler. I've never spoken to the guy.
Yeah, no, he's a grumpy guy.
He doesn't
guy.
Seem like... Yeah, he always looks like he's pissed off or he smells a fart or something.
I feel like if we did ask him that, he would punch us. He would
probably. Punch us. He'd get the fuck out of the room. He'd get our press passes revoked. He's a big stupid face.
I got a question that was sent to me by DM, I think by accident, so I'm going to ask it anyways, from Mike Versace. What do you think of Buff Bagwell's new career gigolo choice? 800 for 2 hours, 3,000 for the whole night. For those who don't watch, Buff Bagwell was a wrestler from WCW.
Buff Bagwell was a wrestler in WCW in the late 90s during the heyday, and now he was a male stripper first, and then he was a wrestler, and then now he's a gigolo.
Yeah, he broke his neck too at one point. Like he thought he did.
He's a very much reluctant gigolo right now. It's a Kroll show. Kroll show reference. If anyone's down with that show, very much reluctant gigolo now. but I guess those are fair rates. I don't know.
I don't know if he's asking the rate question.
800's a bit steep for 2 hours.
Like, I just imagine him, like, you know, he's gotten older now. He's probably like this huffing and puffing after 5 minutes, all sweaty and. Does he bust promos out when he's in there? Like,
he gets her to join the NWO.
Yeah, I'm the NWO shirt. Sure, you're not going to walk straight for weeks. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Well, good for him. He's making money, though. But you got to make your money somehow, right?
Hey, you know, if you got a gift or whatever, you use it. So, yeah, I don't know what the going rate is. But I'm sure he's using his Buff Bagwell star power to inflate his price a little.
Yeah, he's using it better than Virgil is. That's
Thank
sure.
you for that question, Mike Versace. do you have any more that came
No, that was
you?
Just that one.
There's a lot, like, Pagani and Chris Golden at Lightforce are going back and forth on superhero stuff right now. I can't keep up with it.
Okay.
And have all the other favorites and questions and stuff going.
Are they going against Batman?
I just see there's one word answers. I see Aquaman, and someone says no. I see Iron Man. Like, I don't know what's happening. But all I know is Stephanie Pagani and Chris Golden at Lightforce are having they're having a go right now.
Okay.
And it's wreaking havoc on my timeline. But, all right, back to your regularly scheduled questions.
Quitters.
I didn't play the Tetris sound.
Yeah, it's
And
true.
You didn't go down on anybody.
No, it's a deadline.
It's a jacked up episode. Yeah.
Jurassic Park and
Pagani.
Pagani bringing in the heat.
Whether or not he is present, you should decide which Muppet John is to your Waldorf and Statler. John is not here. She actually asked a question when I said, oh, do you have any questions? And she said, John or no John. So then her question is, are we pro-John or anti-John?
Oh, yeah.
Pro-John, absolutely. As far as who he is, Statler or Waldorf, I don't know. It's a good question. I'd like him to answer that. So we'll table that for now.
Yeah, we need him to weigh in.
Big Ticket at Big Ticket Show. I've been on these guys' podcast before. Great guys.
Good sports guys.
Question. Do you think Kelly McGillis was not hot enough to justify being Maverick's love interest in Top Gun?
Not at all.
Great question. No.
No. No, it was terrible. But that was the way they cast things.
Val Kilmer's love interest, maybe.
Yeah, Val Kilmer was amazing in that movie.
Yeah. And speaking of which, the backup yesterday for the Canucks, Conacher, he looked like Val Kilmer does now. He was a bit pudgy.
Well, that'd be funny.
And he had a bit of a Kilmer look to him.
Maybe that was Kilmer. He's doing a role.
It's like, yeah, I'm researching a role right now where I play a backup goaltender.
Sudden Death 2.
Sudden Death.
He just sits on the bench all game long.
I would love that. I love Sudden Death.
There's a bomb on the bench door. He's got to defuse
it. Oh, that fight when he's in the Goldie, when he fights the mascot. And then when he kicks... Oh,
that's a terrible movie.
You know what? I'll make you feel better. Watch Sudden Death. I'm trying to get Wyatt to watch Warrior with me today. It'll cheer him right up. If you're out there and you're sad, watch yourself some Sudden Death. Or at least watch the YouTube clip of Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting the mascot.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's insane. What do we have? Pagani, one more. Is Gillis aware of what a goatee really is and what small rodent attached itself to his neck?
Now, I don't break a lot of news.
There we go.
But when I was at the game, and this is back when the thing... What was the news?
The Blues game.
Yeah.
It was the first one after the thing. Oh, it was the Kessler thing.
The Kessler thing, right? He said he demanded a trade, and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, Gillis doesn't want to talk during mission. So Gillis, instead of having a media scrum, had one-on-ones with all the media. And I saw him walking down to get ready for that, and I saw the goatee for the first time. So then that's why I tweeted, like, no, whoa. Nobody told me about the goatee, and I assumed everyone had seen it before, and I was just missed it. But no, I was the first to break it, so that's me. I am the facial hair expert and insider.
Yep. You got a nice beard, yeah, so I trust what you have to say about it.
I know what I'm talking about. So, that being said, his goatee, and I hope he's not listening, it's just kind of gross.
It's a no-tee.
It's weird.
It will not be constrained by just having to be on a chin like a goatee should. No, I'm going to spread to your lower neck.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to the side a little bit. I'm going to infiltrate your cheeks slightly.
It's two terms I've heard for it which made me laugh. One was that it's a neck beard, so it's a neard.
Yep.
And the other one was it's a goatee with a mullet, which I particularly like. So
it's like it's facial. It's like it started as a goatee,
yeah,
and now the facial hair is advancing on his ears, like it's advancing across his face.
Yeah,
like it sleeps at night. Like guys, we're gonna make camp, but come daybreak,
we're gonna push that line.
Yeah. So eventually, he'll be at full beard by he'll be at sadness beard by playoff time. But he's going the exact reverse way around it. It's weird.
Well, that's the thing. Like I understand, like depression beards. That's a rite of man. Ever since the beginning of time, grow your depression beard, and I assume that's what this is. But like when someone asked, like Farhan actually asked him today, like, "What's with the beard?" And Gillis's one word response was solidarity.
Solidarity.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
It's weird.
I don't know.
I'm confused by it. So, but it's funny.
Maybe it's solidarity with, you know, people who don't have jobs and have like dirty facial hair, because Gillis will soon be one of them.
Zing. He's not going to come with a podcast ever now.
Oh yeah, because we had him lined up for episode 50.
I did, for episode 50. I had him. God damn it, Boba. Keep your mouth shut.
Boback, at Boback M. If you were going to try one completely new random thing this weekend, what would it be and why?
Trading Edler.
What would it feel like? I want to know that joy. I would fence.
I've fenced before.
I would go fencing.
I have fenced. It's,
And why? Because I love swashbuckling.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
But you've been fencing before?
Yeah, when I was younger. And I was really young. And the teacher asked me to stop being so aggressive because it was much like older people, like doing just to get a bit of exercise. And I was this young kid just going there to do something to do. And I kept like aggressively hitting the old people. And they told me to relax.
Oh, shit.
So I stopped going.
You were too hardcore fencing.
Too intense for fencing.
Too intense to fence.
Yeah. So perhaps
there's your
Chinese
t-shirt right there.
Exactly. Too intense to fence.
Why aren't too intense to fence?
Yeah.
It happened right here. Okay. That was Boback's question.
Get your game together.
Billy Ann at Tweet in Teddy. Haven't had an actor's corner in a while.
Oh, shit.
Gillis tells Kessler he's still a Canuck for now. Wyatt, I defer to you. Who would you like to play?
Oh, I could be Gillis, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's do this.
Kess, we got to talk.
Where is it? Where am I going?
Just want to say really appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, whatever. Don't jerk me off. Where am I going?
I'm just going to say that life is a lot like a beard sometimes, and it goes unexpected places. And
I told you I didn't want to go to Columbus.
Okay, well, you're not going to Columbus.
I want to go to Edmonton either.
Do you like the West Coast?
I guess California's all right.
Okay, because you're staying in Vancouver. It's we couldn't leverage the situation. It's a fluid process. Some teams did some things we weren't expecting. We're going to need you to stay big, guy. So why are you looking at me that? Why do you have a raging erection? What is happening?
I'm going to rip whatever that thing is on your face off with my bare hands on my way to the airport. I am leaving. I'm going to the American Embassy.
You signed a contract, guess.
Don't give a shit. I'm going to the American Embassy. I am seeking political refuge. This is horse shit.
We need you to be a stand-up player for the team.
I need you to sit down and shut up and trade me.
So mean to me.
Luongo's gone. I'm all you've got.
You complete me.
Pay me, bitch. Yeah. All right, end scene. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. I like
all right.
That.
Yeah, that's all right. You like the West Coast?
Yeah.
Yep. California's like, am I going to Anaheim?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, snap. Oh, going to Disneyland.
That'd be awesome. Like, I play Kessler, but like completely out of character.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, son. Yeah. I'm going to Anaheim.
Mickey Mouse, bitch.
Bitch is going to get his cups. He's going to get a picture with Mickey Mouse.
This is really hard for me to do, Kess. You're not going to Disneyland. Disney World?
Disney World? Florida? Me and Lumi?
Lumi together? I can see this place and crash.
Disney World? I'm going to go Epcot on this motherfucker. All right. Ben at Ben Wickham, where would you rank Gillis and his goatee on the scale of Star Wars movies? Ben, I like it.
That was a good question.
Yeah.
His goatee right now is the Jar Jar Binks of the world right now, just because everyone's talking about it.
As a movie itself, like which of the series, I think that's what he means.
I know, I'm just trying to play, shut the, look, Mr. 4-10, I'm just adding some context to my answer.
Go ahead, my bad.
That being said, The first one, because the first one I ever had such high expectations for, and ended up being a huge disappointment. Because I first hit Goatee, everyone was super stoked. Then they saw it, and like, what the F is that? So I don't know why I said this to myself. We swear on our podcast. What the fuck is that? So that's, it's,
What in the F word is that?
Dot, dot, dot. So yeah, that's the first one of the new ones.
I'm going to defer my answer to Brown to Beret, Dave Wells,
yeah.
Who has said, he likens it to Jar Jar Binks' asshole.
Now, did you want to tell him that we went to which movie it was supposed to be? Because that's what you did to me.
Yeah,
right?
I think I'm going
to
text.
I'll text Dave right now.
Text
him right now. Dave, we asked which movie it was. If you're going to do it to me. Yeah.
Tweet said.
Yeah, excellent. It's not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, well, in terms of movies.
You did it. I told you I would.
In terms of movies, I would say it's probably, Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It's as bad as it's going to get. Yeah. That goatee is dreadful. Okay. Matt Aquin, at SaquinMK2, how can I become best friends with Eddie Lack?
You got to buy him dinner.
Yeah, buy him dinner.
Soup Lackey.
Buy him dinner and let him off the hook when he welches on bets.
Yeah, that's what you do, because that's what he does. He's a welcher.
He's a nice guy. Josh Gowan, at JGowan5. Is it possible Gillis heard your massive buildup on Edler and deemed him too valuable to part with?
That's another thing. That's a good theory.
Don't put this on me, man.
Can you imagine? Gillis will say, hey.
He's a two-way scorer.
Lawrence, come here. Listen to this, man. I think I've been wrong with this Edler guy. This guy's really on. Says he's the best in the league. Gotta keep that.
It's funny, I was writing yesterday, I was gonna do a post, the hard sell on Alex Edler, and I was gonna, like, before the deadline, I was gonna really try and push this guy. And I realized that, you know what, I wrote something very similar to that last July when I wanted him gone. Yeah, maybe I pushed too hard. I don't know.
This is your fault. He's here forever because of you.
Okay, well, hoisted by my own petard. Justice at Buzz Meg asks, do you take umbrage with the lack of Kessler trade? Where the fuck is it? Oh, lack of Kessler deal today.
Did you just umbrage us? Is that a quitter umbrage? It is. Well done. Double.
You get two.
You get two for that.
One's for Edler.
Stole my umbrage. For the lack of what, Kessler trade? Was that the...
Yeah.
It's tough. I go in it with the theory that his value probably won't ever be higher, but I could be completely wrong. So in the offseason, if they do trade him, that's awesome.
Sure, yep.
But right now, I'm trepidatious, I'll say, because I don't know if his...
Where's the trepidation button?
Find a random one. Give me a random noise for
that. Random noise for Wyatt's trepidation.
Spider pig, spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does. Can you cling?
He's still talking.
From a whip?
All right. So yeah, it's tough. I am kind of concerned that was the top of his value, and I'm concerned about the fallout from Kessler. Thing now that he hasn't been traded, that maybe he'll be upset, and who knows how he'll play. Like, yep. He's always there, he'll play less hard.
Marty St. Louis about it.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see, but I am concerned.
Yep. Jamie at Jansen 1231. Kill one, torture one, drop into a tar pit.
This seems all very evil.
And they're all the same result.
We're killing someone, right?
Oh, well, I guess someone could live through torture, but what's the point in, running around after that? It's a horrible experience.
It's
probably
like the Princess Bride thing where he's going to cut all their, their ears off and cut out their eyes, and it's not a way to live.
Yeah. So, kill one, torture one, drop one into a tar pit. Torts, Gillis, Aquilini. I'm not going to answer this.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Is that what he's trying to get the point across?
This is more about Jamie than it is us.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of anger on that side. They're both all dead.
It's more about him.
Like, are they hiring us to kill?
I don't think... Jamie does not give a shit what we have to say about that, so...
Jamie's got some issues to work out before he talks to us.
But yet we have one of the best handles I've ever seen come across the show. Brian H. at Unicorn Brian.
Unicorn Brian?
Where can I watch this shenanigans, fellas? I think he wants to watch the podcast.
Oh, okay, he's the word filming. Little known fact.
On LOB TV, on YouTube right now, we've got our little videos we did during the deadline.
We did some deadline videos.
A couple of deadline videos. There was a Jurassic Park trade.
We should do our 50th, maybe, or something. I don't know. We'll do one. We should do
maybe
one
recorded. We will
have a companion.
Look into doing it. Yeah, companion video. One for it. And we'll both wear shades, because that's what cool people do when they're on the fucking radio. Point Blank Hockey at Point Blank HCKY. Have you ever used the word umbrage in Scrabble?
No, but I'm going to have
to try. I haven't, but I can't ever, like, I have to use bow if I'm ever able to.
Even at the loss of a game?
Sometimes it's cost me games. I'm a big Words with Friends fan, and I need some new competition. I play with my girlfriend a lot, and I also play with at Etchin80 on Twitter. We play a lot, but yeah, no, I've never gotten to play umbrage before, but one day.
You're going to screenshot the shit of that when you do.
Oh, hell yeah. Chelsea Watt at Chelsitron. Are there any signs of the dark era of Canucksdom beyond Gillis's facial hair? Is there a worse state to come?
This is the darkest timeline. There could be. I mean, that's what it depends what they do with their assets. Like, what if they screw up the Kessler trade? And what if, you know,
they let like they eventually did with the Schneider trade.
Yeah.
Or like they eventually did with the Luongo trade.
Yeah.
Like, because they just, you know, spin their wheels on it.
They either misjudge the market or they don't get the return. Like, it definitely could get worse.
Yeah.
I don't want to make things sound bad, but it could get a lot worse. It could also get better. We don't know. But it feels like it's at one of the lowest points, that's for, especially, you know, compared to this ago, a couple years ago, 2011, best team ever. And now we're here.
We got so accustomed and so used to watching the team just dominate and, oh, we've got people on the top of the scoring charts. And, you know, now this is just a real kind of bring back down to earth.
And it's been a while since we've had a team that doesn't have, like, a foreseeable future. Because even in the old days, like, we had the dark era. That was the last time I remember this happening, was, like, the Messi era. But then we started getting Bertuzzi and Naslund in. And we started
Hope there.
Yeah, we had the hope. We don't have that hope yet. And then the Zines came in. We don't have those top-line potential players yet because, like, I think everyone says that Horvat looks like he's going to top out as a second-line center, so we don't have that top-end talent, that Nazem trade, which really kind of saved us. Like, there's not, I don't know where it's going to come from, so it is kind of a bit bleak at this point.
And knowing his track record, will Gillis pull off a Naslund-esque trade? Because we fucking fleeced.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see him doing that, pulling off a Naslund trade to keep things going. Like, yeah, it's... Yeah. I'll bring Burke back.
That fifth rounder for Diaz. That's going to be the
next
trade.
That's going to be the deal breaker right there. Speaking of which, Sean K at ST Sean K. Thoughts on the Diaz trade and how this affects our present and future chances of being Stanley Cup contenders?
Well, it crushes them. No, it was weird. It's like I was telling you, like, we have, what, Weber and Diaz. And I actually enjoyed Diaz more than Weber.
So do I. But, like, it's hard to, like, the team doesn't, we don't have a picture of what the team exists like. With Diaz on the team.
Yeah.
He was here, Olympic break, now he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's... You can't say the Canucks are worse off for having him or for losing him. It's
probably a minor road bump in the long run, but it was, for me, it was kind of those, like, weird deals. And I guess he's a free agent, so I guess they just wanted him initially... They wanted to get rid of Weiss, and they just wanted a warm body while people were injured, so maybe now they feel they don't need him. So it could have just been a case of, at least we'll get a fifth rounder rather than lose a free agent.
It just dawned on me that Sean Kay might be kidding here.
Oh, I know.
This question, yeah.
I was like,
oh, it's not a serious question. No. Like, how do you think it affects us as Stanley Cup contenders?
We made it serious.
Oh, yeah, we made it real. We went real when someone was joking. That rarely happens. That's the inverse of what things usually
do. Yeah, normally it's the other way.
Chris Golden at Light Force. I'm sad. Can you fix that? I'll give you Canuck Clay. Hashtag really, really sad.
We don't have a piano for Canuck Clay, so that wouldn't be useful. You'd be sad in the corner miming and playing a piano.
Chris, we cannot fix you being sad. But, Chris, here's something to be excited about. You got a big, exciting wedding coming up in Maui very soon.
Maui, so, yeah. There's sun there.
Chris, you've got a lot of good stuff going, my man.
Yeah.
So, you know, just focus on that, and the Canucks will still be here when you get back. And,
or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Team moves to Seattle. Unicorn Brian.
Oh, Unicorn Brian.
He's back with more.
Chris, I'm this close to making him show favorite.
Bagani would be pissed. Quiznos or Subway?
It's weird. I was kind of ping-ponging things because you kind of get used to one thing and you kind of want to move away from it. Like, Coke, when I was younger, then I went to Pepsi, then Coke, and now I'm on Pepsi now.
Like, Coke when I was younger, then I moved to Black Tar Heroin.
It's a simple jump.
Yeah.
So I was Subway, and then Quiznos came along, and they used to be a lot better quality, to be honest. They used to be, like, awesome. And then they went shitty because, like, oh, we want to save money. Because, you know, a new company comes along, they always going to be the best. Like, here's our most prime fucking ingredients.
Yeah,
and
oh,
then,
shit, this is delicious.
Exactly.
And once they build up that fan base.
So, like, fuck you, eat our rubber chicken. It's like, all right, that's garbage. So then it's definitely Subway right now.
Okay.
Roasted chicken. What?
Oh, that deal they have with the $3 for the 6-inch turkey, the 6-inch oven roasted chicken was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Quiznos for me, just because, like, I think it was, like, 11th grade or whatever, I had Quiznos, like, every day for lunch in high school. And to the point where, like, I would go in there and they would have my sandwich already pre-made.
Yeah.
Like, they knew I was coming. That's just it. It was a turkey ranch and Swiss on white no tomatoes. It was pretty good. There was also a chick named Bethany who worked there that I had a pretty big crush on. But I thought it would be really hard to kind of facilitate that and make that go anywhere because she's working at Quiznos and I'm on my high school lunch break in grade 11.
So
she's probably graduated. Yeah, I didn't know how old she was.
She might be into that. You don't know.
I don't know. It's done. This was like, if you get a time machine, like 14 years ago.
If you get a time machine and give yourself a note back then, this could happen.
Oh, Bethany, one day.
She listens to the podcast? Like, what?
I remember that guy. Turkey Ranch and Swiss, super pale movie guy.
Turkey Bow. What's going
Turkey
on?
Turkey Bow. BC election 2017 at BC Vote 2017.
What?
No, this is they're just chiming in with the podcast.
Weird.
New ownership of Florida Panthers are requesting $80 million in public aid. If that fails, could the team move?
That's the funny joke that everyone's going to be talking about is, imagine Florida moves to Seattle. So long as it's 1 year in Florida, then ends up going to Seattle. Like,
oh, man.
A couple hours away from Vancouver.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bobby Lou. Yeah. That would be interesting to see. The NHL obviously seems very, very, very against moving certain teams.
Yep.
Like, it was weird. Like, I always say it's really weird that they fought like hell to keep Phoenix. And then, you know, a sneeze later, Atlanta's gone. But that was probably related to TV market stuff. Yep. So I don't know how big of a TV market Florida has. There's probably stuff that there's probably a list that Bettman has of what kind of teams potential he views as, like, you know, worth keeping a shitty team around.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It depends on Bettman. That guy seems to run everything.
Fair enough. Some just came in here from some people that we like. Alex Wolf at Alahente, is Taboo the greatest game of all time? Yes.
It's a good game. Good game.
Fantastic really game. He also asked, can white men jump?
As long as Rosie Perez isn't around, yes.
Oh, what are you guys doing? You're stupid. Stop jumping.
She won money in Jeopardy or something?
She won a lot of money in Jeopardy. She killed it in Jeopardy.
Where's Anna? We haven't had her music yet, right? Where is she?
I got in her face about it yesterday. I actually hung out with Anna Forsyth, and I told her that I had the music all ready to go for her, and, you know, nothing. And I said, we'll be recording today.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, come in with a question, but nothing. Still nothing. Daniel P., the philosopher, show favorite.
Yeah, he earned that.
He's coming.
Yeah.
Will you follow draft/prospect material more closely now that the Canucks seem to be rebuilding?
Yeah, historically, you're not a big fan of that?
Nope.
I am more of a fan. I'm not going to change that. Like, we're both the same way. I'm still going to... I always like to see the up-and-comers from my end, so I'm... I'll keep the same. He'll keep the same. We're not going to change, guys.
Yeah.
We are who we are.
No amount of shitty deadlines are going to change, or losing streaks are going to change that. Boback M, he's got a little chirp. How many goals am I going to score on a stanchion at Lob Up 2? Zero, pal. You're not even going to get close to the fucking net. I'll tell you that right now. You got to get past...
Yeah.
Past the ivory tower over here.
The towers of London over here.
That's right. Are you not playing goal?
I'm not going to play in goal. My knee, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't want to mess with my knee. So
you're going to coach?
I'm going to play forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine. We'll find another goalie. I just want to mess with my knee. Otherwise,
right, because there's a lot of torque and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things.
So you're going to score zero. So I was right. You're going to score zero goals on him.
And I'll get five goals. Yes. We're going to team up.
He's going to dangle around you. It's going to be awesome. I'll make sure I have video crew there documenting your failure, Boback.
Yeah, we're going to do it in slow motion, and it'll be great.
You're on the wrong team, pal.
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah, that's right.
Well, why else would he be scoring on you?
Maybe he wants to turn on the turncoat.
The same team. What are you, Alex Edler? You're the Edler of the team with a score on him? Jeff Davidson, at Jeff Knox, has Torts thrown Gillis under the bus 3 times so far this year with the media?
I'm trying to remember. There was one time they felt, it was like people felt he was, and he corrected himself, so he wasn't doing that. I don't remember what that context was, but that was the idea of it. He's done nothing directly to do that. I don't think that's something he's trying to do. That would make no sense, because that's the guy who can fire you the next day. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to
fuck
around with that. And it's kind of weird if he was like... Yeah, I don't think that... I don't know. That seems weird. I don't know. I never know how people are going to try and save their jobs, but that seems like a little bit too far of a stretch.
S at... Oh, fuck. Safa Mother Effa. That's a weird S-A-E-F-A Mother Effa. Do you think acquiring Matthias from Florida changed the Canucks asking price for Kessler? If so, did it higher or lower the price?
What was the question? Sorry.
Do you think getting Matthias from Florida changed their asking price for Kessler?
No, not at all. Matthias is a third liner. Like, yeah. I don't know how that changes Kessler's value at all.
Arthur Gonenberg at A. Gonenberg. Who do I blame for losing both Schneids and Lou, and how do I get close enough to kick them in the nuts?
It was Gillis.
Yeah, there's a guy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can if he backtracks to the point of, well, Luongo blocked some of the deals that I could have made 2 years ago, or we could have kept Schneider. Well, who gave them the no-trade clause and the long deal in the first place? That goes to Gillis anyway, so it's pretty much that's on Gillis, right? So, why are you giggling?
What's I got a mean? Weird question from Boof at Boofer OC here.
Okay.
he says, so apparently my mom knows J-Bo Mancouver's and thinks she's the best. Guess I can't take him out to give us a leg up at LOB at Lob Up 2.
So now he's
so this guy's mom him. Knows my mom and says she's the best, which she is. Kelly Bowman, she's a great lady. And yeah, so apparently, so I think he was going to go headhunting. He was going to try and take me out.
But he's threatened to hurt you.
All right.
So that's, you know, mean.
I'm very glad my mom's super nice.
Yeah.
Both for my upbringing and for this moment right now.
That tweet would have been written differently. My mom says your mom's mean. I'm going to hurt you.
Point blank hockey. What are you going to do with your Luongo jersey? Will it be? Will I be seeing it in a thrift store anytime soon?
With his what? Sorry.
With my Luongo jersey or your Luongo jersey? No, not at all. Where's your brother? I wore a Luongo jersey last night watching the game.
No, I have a Luongo jersey. I'll keep them all. It's pieces of history, right?
Like, yeah, it's... and I'm sorry. Winningest goalie in Canuck history. He's probably the best goalie we're ever going to have.
Well, that's the thing. Look at now. Like, everything with jerseys, like, give a jersey, and it's my rule. Every time, wait 10 years for a jersey, and all of a sudden it's vintage. I was going to be like, bro, that's a sweet Luongo jersey, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's how it works, right?
Yeah. I will say that I told you about the Value Village I went to, right? I went to Value Village and I saw they had a Canucks jersey in the window in their display case.
Yep.
So you can't just go looking at it off the rack. And I look at it and it's like a current era Orca, fully crested with number one on it. And it's like, oh, okay, just see how much that is because, you know, I already have one. But,
you know,
for Value Village price, why the hell not?
That's why I got a green jersey.
They were charging $175 for this jersey, Canuck jersey, number one on it. It said, instead of Luongo, it said Neptune.
That's weird.
Very weird.
That's very so weird.
That's so weird, man.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Well, I think it's pretty weird, guys.
I don't know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, it was super... I was like, okay, yeah, I saw the name bar. I'm like, nope. Thank you for letting me see this, but no.
Like that, yeah. It's like Johnny Neptune sold his jersey. What's going on?
Somebody who's like really into astronomy.
Yeah.
But specifically Neptune.
Like maybe that's his favorite planet. It's like an astrologer, like a professor, right? And yeah. His class bought it for him. And he's like, fuck this, sold the next day.
They had, like, the first era Orca jersey there, too, for, like, $60. Unfortunately, it didn't say Jupiter on it, so I didn't consider buying them as a pair. But, yeah, no good. Chelsea Watt at Chelsea-tron. Since hoverboards are fake, what other
I have a problem already.
Since the hoverboards are fake, what other things from beloved movies do you want to see brought to life? I would say lightsaber, but I know exactly what would happen. Like, I can't open a fucking package of anything without stabbing myself in the finger.
Yeah.
So a lightsaber I would lose a leg or an arm very quickly.
Hoverboards are real, man. What are they talking about?
How about some self-lacing sneakers? Oh, that shit's totally coming out. They're gonna do it.
They made those like replicas, and I was like, when they first announced it, I was so excited.
Oh, they mean it now.
Do they actually mean it now?
Yeah, now they mean it.
Is it like actually
2015 or whatever? Yeah, they're gonna do it
because people are outraged that they
no, they're going for it. Now they're going for it.
Like, why didn't they do it in the first place? Idiots.
They're going for it.
Dry mode on. Dry mode on.
Oh god, that's
good stuff. Good movie. One of the best.
Kate Naylor at Ender16. Kate Naylor, I know this girl. She asked, kiwi or banana?
Oh,
it's tough because
it's a contextual fruit.
Yeah, because I would prefer just fruit to fruit. If they were in a bowl, like just slices of it, I'd go kiwi.
Yeah,
but banana is very easy to eat. It's very good for you, and it's, you know, it's fine. You dip that shit in some peanut butter. You know,
you got a stew going.
You got a stew going. so I would prefer. I prefer kiwi, but you know, banana's a more functional.
It's more versatile. It's a good topper.
For kiwi, I gotta pull out a knife and I gotta cut it up, and I'm gonna eat a bunch of this shitty skin off of it. Like it's yeah.
I like banana, but kiwi has its place.
She also asks, sprints or distance? She wants a rematch. This is the triathlete I raced last year. I had a race. I don't think you were on the show at the time. I think it was with Chris, but sure. Yeah, she challenged me to a race.
Okay.
It was back when hubris bets were a big deal.
Oh yeah, back in the rage. Dictators for life.
And she didn't beat the shit out of me in, you know, a lap around the track. But you know, I quite handily defeated her at sprints because she's a short girl.
Yeah, you got the long stride.
I got a long stride. So yeah, I obviously would prefer to do sprints. Matt At Matt, Matt, LOL, Matt. That's a pretty strong name.
Matt, Matt, LOL, Matt.
With GMMG's trade prowess, how long until Joakim Eriksson is a starter and Lack and Markstrom are traded for nothing? Oh, Matt.
Oh, man.
LOL, Matt.
Yeah, that is a LOL indeed. I would have laughed at that a while ago, but you never know. who knows how long Markstrom's even in their plans? You don't, like, maybe in the offseason they saw, like, apparently even Melanson's a huge fan of Halak. So maybe you get the Halak-Lack combo we've always wanted. So who knows? So who knows where we are next season, right? So I don't know. I don't know where this team's going.
Yeah. Boback at Boback M. Really just an elaborate teaser for Back to the Future 4. Do you want a Back to the Future 4?
Back to the Future 4?
Yeah.
As long as it's nothing like Back to the Future 3, I'm on board.
There it is.
Yeah, I hate 3. 3 was a piece of shit.
I don't think I've ever seen 2. I've seen a little bit of it. They're fucking around the almanac and stuff.
Have you ever seen 2?
No, not really. It's been on like TV.
I'm sorry. I just want to take a second here. You were like a cinephile, and you've seen so many
there
movies.
There are things I haven't seen that
I know,
would shock you.
That's fine, but like Back to the Future 2, that's on par with like, you know, Pagani saying, admitting that she's never seen Jurassic Park, which is one of the things going...
That is not on par!
That is on par. They're not seeing Jurassic Park and Back to the Future 2? Give me... No, that's...
You're saying Jurassic Park 2 and Back to the... Or...
Yeah,
Back to the Future 2 and Jurassic Park are on the same level.
Same level, yeah, it is.
I'm watching that shit tonight.
You're not,
and I'm gonna have things to say about this.
Do it, and you'll be. You know what? You will come back, but you were so right.
You were so right.
You're not a show favorite anymore, Bowman. Sorry, you're revoked.
Show host.
Revoked.
I'm a show host.
You're a show guest now.
What? I'm just a guest on every episode.
Yep.
You can't do that.
Recurring guest.
Josh Gowan at jgowan5. How excited are you guys for the fifth rounder we got for Diaz, who we got for Weiss?
Yeah.
That whole thing is just a mess.
Bieksa was a fifth rounder. Patrick White turned into Erhoff. Like, maybe we could turn into shit. I don't know. It's something for
but that
a
takes,
contract.
But like those kind of things take maneuvering that Gillis isn't really capable
takes
of.
Takes scouting.
Yeah.
We still have Ron DeLorme and Stan Smeal in our scouting department. For a franchise that historically is very subpar at scouting, the fact that Gillis came in talking big change, didn't remove anyone from the scouting department, blows my mind. Like, I'm not, again, it's tough. I'm not trying to say, like, fire everyone. That's, like, these people's jobs on the line. But if you're not doing that job that well compared to SNL, that's the nature of the business. So,
yeah.
It's crazy to me that they haven't even, like, it's one of the, it's like the Oilers thing. Like, they keep promoting within. It's, it's crazy. Like, get some outside views into some things.
See, Canuck fans, it could be infinitely worse if you were Oilers fans and you had all that hope. And, you know, you got all those Nugent Hopkins and the Halls and the Eberles. And still, you're in as bad a shape now as you ever were.
They're going to get another top five pick this year. It's crazy.
And do what with
it? Yeah, another forward.
Like, Canucks Nation, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could be a lot worse. So, let's see. What do we got here? Boback, does Kessler get traded at the draft? What if there is new management and coaches? Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there'll be new coaches.
No, I don't think. Well, I guess technically, if they get a new gym, the guy could come in and get rid of the coach because he wants to pick his own guy, so I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, I think Gillis would quit before he actually got fired. I think ownership loved him.
See, that's another thing, like, for Gillis to make moves today that would have, like, been part of a rebuild, at least you can use that to justify your own existence.
Yeah.
You can't fire me now. Like, here's what I've put in place. Like, let's wait and see if this pays off. That at least buys you some more time.
Yeah.
Rather than just stand pat and exit out of the playoffs if you even make it. Like, that to me would seem like a safer way to justify his job. To be like, okay, well, I made these deals to try and shore up the future.
One of the problems that, like, I think we're running into now is, like, when you're winning, no one's, like, digging deep to find out why you're winning. They're just like, fuck yeah, let's keep the wins coming. But now that they're really struggling and starting to lose, I think a lot of people are trying to figure out why and see who they can blame. And as a result, we get a lot of misinformation and weird stories out there. Because, like right now, nobody even knows. Like, there's rumors that the owners were the ones kiboshing any Kessler deals, and they wanted to set the terms. And that sets up the idea of, like, you know, ownership interfering. Is it Gillis? And there's so many stories out there of, like, incompetence that we don't know which ones are true or not. It just makes it seem like maybe more of a mess than it actually is. So it's just, like, everything seems very sloppy right now.
But I would very much like to be in a position where it's like, I don't know really why things are working out so well.
What?
Rather than just, because you're not looking to point the blame there. Like, who should be held responsible for things going so well?
Oh, yeah, no, it's just the nature of the situation.
It's just,
we're going to lose and we're going to have a lot. And, like, there's so much Twitter, so much introspection. Like, everyone's in the spotlight a lot more than it used to be. We don't have to wait for the paper the next day to find out what happened today. We're talking about it in the moment right away.
Yeah.
Like, if this was 10 years ago, Gillis' goatee would never even be a thing.
Nope.
But now it's
never see the guy, yeah.
Now it's a hashtag crisis goatee, and it's like, that's the world we live in, though, right? So,
Canuckaholic at Cliff Lou 2002. In your opinion, who came out the best on trade day? On trade day itself, it's hard to say. Maybe the Rangers, but I think on just overall, the Blues have come out of this thing the best. Trade deadline day before trade deadline day even happened.
Yeah, they set the team up and they built the team well. I think St. Louis has definitely won it.
Yeah.
But I don't even think the New York team, like, it is weird. I was like, oh, St. Louis, like, he's still doing great this year. But, like, it's one of those things where eventually an older player is going to hit that cliff. And I think it's going to, like, there's always a period of adjustment. When a new guy goes to a new team, it's not going to be that easy to perform. And I think he might have an adjustment period and he won't be as effective. And then, yeah, it just seems like the cliff on him is going to drop.
You're just going to plop someone in there and they're just going to, you know, run roughshod.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tim Bissondat, TBISSONDATT. Is RK17 the new Luongo, where the media and fans will be questioning whether or not he wants to be in Vancouver? I say there's no question about it.
Yeah, it's gonna, like, he's the tweets today alone. Like, everyone's going to be thinking that. And he's not doing anything to quell it. Like, he's with those tweets he did, whether it was joking or not, it just adds another layer of smoke to everything that's going on. So, and again, we heard it's like him and his agent deny it. Fine. But then to have that tweet today and that sort of joking, it doesn't clear the air. So it's going to be an ongoing narrative. Get ready to hear it for 2 months.
Yeah, the last question here was from Gonenberg. A. Gonenberg, why is Ryan Kessler still a Canuck?
I
just couldn't tell you.
Gillis set his price. Maybe the owners got in the way, but he's still a Canuck, or he's here. So yeah,
whether we like it or not.
I mean, at the end of the day, he is a really good player, so hopefully we get some traction or use out of him. But it's just, even like, say Kessler plays out of his mind, it's for a team that's not going to do much. So it's kind of depressing, right?
He puts the team on his back, but, you know, what's that?
Carries him to ninth.
Carries him to ninth. Ninth place. We're going for the Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl. That's what we're doing. A little semi-pro action.
Yeah.
I got something here from LOB, NHL, Xbox League. Talon is asking how sweet it will feel when the East has gold around their necks at Love Up 2.
No, that's Googsy, in case you didn't know.
Googs, yeah. Googs. Justin, yep.
He's on our team, too. I don't know.
So we're the East?
Yeah, we're the East.
Okay. I was like, you know what? You tell those sons of bitches in the East that the West is coming for them. We're going to... Yeah, okay. So we're going to...
He's on our team. We've got to face Dave. It's interesting to see. I want to see how everyone actually is at hockey, because there could be some guys who are studs, some that are terrible. So we'll see what happens. But, there are medals
for
this.
Very basic skill set, but it's effective.
He's not lying. They're actual medals. Googsy has gone out of his mind. He has bought trophies.
He was
medals.
Asking me for headshots.
Yeah.
For, like, pictures.
He's putting together a little something special for the day of, and he's got t-shirts cut. If you want something done, you go to Googsy. I'm telling you, this guy goes all out.
Yeah.
This guy gets shit done. It's crazy. Like,
he's one of my favorite people. I love this guy.
The best guy ever. But I'm like, at least for, like, someone asked me, like, help him out. I, like, you know, like, here's your bottle of water for dinner. This guy's like, fucking, you know, a 5-star restaurant. Let's do, like, he's just,
he's
crazy.
Awesome dude. I get back. I think I told you my flight gets back at 11:30 a.m. that morning.
But luckily that's a girlfriend trip, so there will be some looking after you instead of just a night with the boys, which is far worse than a week with the boys in Vegas.
Oh yeah, like, I would have serious doubts as to my capabilities if it was a regular Vegas trip.
Exactly.
But she's gonna keep a good eye on me.
She's gonna take care of you, so I think we'll be okay.
Should be all right. Okay, well, that kind of that's it. Hey, did you watch the Oscars?
Did you get Luongo's pick ever?
I didn't.
Oh, no. The whole thing kind
I didn't
of came
get, I didn't get Luongo's pick. Well, it's because he wasn't talking. Like, even then, he wasn't really talking.
Really?
Because, well, like, after that Minnesota game or whatever, he wasn't in the room. He was back up. He just got us changed and got out of there.
That's unfortunate, because he was there the game before that, and I just didn't talk
St. Louis?
To him. Yeah, he's definitely just going to be like, that was the time I should have asked him.
I didn't. But I didn't get his pick, yet I got 98 out of 100, which was good enough. For second place.
Who got first? Who got...
He got 99. Oh. I missed, because the questions are weighted differently. Like, best picture's worth 10 points, actors 5 or 8 or, you
makes
know.
Makes more sense, yep.
Yeah. I lost, I didn't get best animated short or best live action short. The other guy missed best, he didn't get best animated short.
Yeah.
But he got live action short. So he got 99 out of 100, I got 98.
Second place. You cannot.
It's 3 years now. I won it 2 years ago, my first year, and then I came in second last year. This year I had my highest point total ever. It was a great showing. Not good enough. That's why I got that framed gravity poster you can see over there.
Oh, okay. So, two questions. One, how do they announce the win? Is it like everyone knows the score? Or like, did it count? Like, how do they?
No, they keep like a running tally. It's like so and so's got this, but right behind it's this person.
Oh, so you and were you so chasing them the entire
it's
time?
My cousin's boyfriend.
Yeah,
is who it was. It was like a big thing. There were like 80 people
yeah.
at the St. Regis. It was a huge Oscar thing. The Motion Picture Theater Association of BC puts on.
Yeah,
so it's a big thing. And then he came over and was kind of... I almost did a hubris bet where we put both of our bow ties on the line.
Oof.
Winner takes all bow ties. but he came over and looked at my sheet and saw that, okay, we had basically the same picks down the stretch.
Yeah.
So it was impossible for me to catch him. Which, you know, was kind of shitty because he kept getting everything right and so did I.
Yeah.
But I couldn't gain any ground.
Yeah.
Because of Helium. Best live-action short, Helium. Instead of the Vorman project. That's what I wanted.
What was the first prize?
It was actually just the selection of, like, you get to choose all the Best Picture nominees.
Okay.
All had framed posters. So he took Wolf of Wall Street.
I would take that in a second, Wolf of Wall Street.
It has my name on it. It has Jordan on it. But, like, all of them were, like, pictures of just, like, actors of the cast, like the American Hustle posters, just them.
Yeah.
Gravity was the only one that's kind of like, you know, that's a nice, legitimate poster. Like, I didn't want the poster for her. Just Joaquin Phoenix's mustache face staring at me awkwardly. That's weird.
Put that above your bed.
Yeah, no, that's no good at all. But, it was a lot of fun. It was a good event. And, hoping next year I'm back on top. My cousin was giving me the gears about it, too. He's like, hey, I heard my boyfriend kicked your ass.
Nice.
I'm like, one point just not an ass-kicking mate. She's like, losing is losing. You know what? It's his rookie year. Right? This is a flash in the pan. Let's see what kind of staying power this guy has. But no, it was a lot of fun. I do not agree with Best Picture. I got some thoughts and feelings on 12 Years a Slave. But I did get to see all nine again this year. Maybe one of my favorite crops of like Best Picture nominees. They were all good. Like they all had something going for them, and they also had stuff that wasn't that good about them. Did you see any of them?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's probably like the most entertaining. It's probably the best.
Yeah, I enjoyed Leo's before. I can't believe Leo doesn't have an Oscar at this point in his career.
He'll have one. Like even he'll win it for a lesser role.
Yeah, that's the Denzel role.
And or even Scorsese.
Yeah.
Not to say Departed wasn't awesome.
Yeah.
But Departed's not his best movie.
No.
But that's exactly what it is. So DiCaprio will be fine, but you can't stop the reconnaissance. Like True Detective, Mud, Wolf of Wall Street, Dallas Buyers Club. The guy's was just killing it. Like it was going to happen.
It's weird that he's a better actor when he has no muscles.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that. You just broke this thing wide open.
He's a better actor when he gets rid of the muscles.
And his speech was great. The Oscar telecast was fine. Ellen was an okay host. I really didn't care for the... I didn't like the selfie thing.
It was smart, I would say. I
no, like, smart. I didn't... When she was doing it, yeah. I was like, oh, we're going to do a fucking... But, like, the execution of it and how it turned out afterwards, I thought was very good.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Except for Lupita, What's-Her-Face's brother. In there is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was funny and stuff. But again, it led to TSN doing their thing today. Which, you know, mad love and props to Bob McKenzie for not getting down with any of that shit.
He sat in his chair.
He just sat in his chair. He didn't move.
He was like, kind of annoyed by it.
I want the microphone just like right on his lapel, just under his breath. These fucking guys. What the fuck is this? It's deadline day. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Oh, Callahan was traded for St. Louis, and they're taking selfies of Jennifer Hedger's giant forehead. I got nothing
left. Yeah, that's where I get Jennifer Hedger's forehead.
All right, for episode 49, the next time we bring you an episode, it'll be the big 5-0.
Yeah.
Maybe we get some guests. Maybe we get some special little things planned. Hopefully about Tuesday, but, you know, we'd rather... not stick to schedule and have a good show.
I want to make a big celebration.
A big celebration of it, because a lot of shows don't make it to 50 episodes.
Yeah.
So, no, it's cool. We almost have 52. That's one for every week of a year.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
All we need is a new hosting site so we can actually build up those archives again instead of just, you know, deleting from the bottom and add to the top. So
hopefully we have you in the show next week.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get producer extraordinaire John Bowman.
He's got to be there for the
fun. Back in the mix, of course. So thank you, everybody, for sending in your questions so quickly.
Yeah,
that was fantastic. Great response. And it's been a wild trade deadline, but we'll see you next week. We out.
Yeah, you didn't end it properly.
I don't know. For me, Jay Bowman.
There you go.
Wyatt Arndt, the stanchion. It's a jacked up day. It's trade deadline.
Let's do it right.
All
right.
For me, Jay Bowman, Wyatt Arndt, the stanchion, Legion of Blogcast, episode 49. We out. Let's go.